一同来读一些主的话。
I think in the beginning, let's read together some of the words of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开传道书旧约传道书第三章。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我们要从第一节读到十一节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to Verse 11.
好，我先读中文。
And I'm going to read in Chinese first.
传道书第三章第一节，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时，生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时，杀戮有时，医治有时，拆毁有时，建造有时，哭有时，笑有时，哀痛有时，跳舞有时，抛掷石头有时，堆聚石头有时，怀抱有时，不怀抱有时。
And Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven.A time to give birth, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to shun embracing, a time to search, and a time to give up as a loss, a time to keep, and a time to throw away.
第六节，寻找有时，失落有时，保守有时，舍弃有时，撕裂有时，缝补有时，静默有时，言语有时，喜爱有时，恨恶有时，征战有时，和好有时。这样看来，做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？我见世神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受精炼。
Okay. Verse 6, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart, a time to sew together, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time to war and a time for peace. What profit is there for the worker from that in which he toils?I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves.
第十一节，神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。这里哈，那个永生，你们看那个小字啊，可以翻作是永远。神把永远安置在人心里。
And verse 11, He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. Here, there is an eternity in man's heart.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第二十节到二十四节。
From verse 20 to verse 24.
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
二十到二十四
Verses 20 to 24
你们学了基督却不是这样如果你们听过他的道领了他的教学了他的真理就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的又要将你们的心智改换一新并且穿上新人这新人是照着神的形象造的有真理的仁义和圣洁
Verse 20 But you did not learn Christ in this way If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him just as truth is in Jesus that in reference to your former manner of life you laid aside the old selfwhich is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
罗马书第六章
Romans chapter 6,
第六节
verse 6。
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
哥林多后书第五章
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
第十七节
verse 17。
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
加拉太书第六章
Galatians chapter 6,
第十五节
verse 15.
加拉太书六章十五节
Galatians 6, 15.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.
我们再看希伯来书
Hebrews
第一章
Chapter 1
第十节到十二节
Verses 10 to 12。
希伯来书第一章十到十二节
Hebrews 1 Verses 10 to 12。
又说主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天也是你手所造的，天地都要灭没，你却要长存，天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来，好像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。
Verse 10 And you Lord in the beginningLay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands, and they will perish, but you remain, and they will become old like a garment, and like a mantle you roll them up, and like a garment they will also be changed, but you are the same, and your years will not come to an end.
彼得后书第三章第七节
Second Peter chapter 3, verse 7
彼得后书三章七节
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 7
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不进浅之人受审判，遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。
But by his word the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly men.
最后启示录二十一章第一节
Lastly, Revelation chapter 21 verse 1
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth pass away, and there is no longer any sea.
我想我们都能感觉到时间过得非常的快啊。
I think we can all sense that the time is flying by.
很快我们又来到年尾。
And quickly we have come to the year end.
今天早晨呢，也是2018年最后的一个主日。
And this morning actually is the last Sunday of 2018.
圣经启示我们。
The Bible reveals to us.
神的创造里面，时间是一个非常重要的创造。
In God's creation, time is a very important creation.
我们也可以说呢，神把他所创造的万有都放在时间的里面。
We can also say that God created all things and put them in time.
所以一切事物都有时限。
And therefore, there is a time factor for everything.
我们刚才读了这个传道书第三章
and Ecclesiastes chapter 3, which we just read.
你看见他有许多的这个描述，告诉我们。一切事物都在时间的限制里面。
And there's all kinds of descriptions. All these descriptions tells us that all things are confined by time.
我们知道我们人的一生也是一样，是有个时间的限度。
We also know that for us, our life is also confined by time.
我们可以感觉到在今天我们所存在的这个世界里面。
We all can also sense that in the world that we are in.
无论是有生命的或者没有生命的。
And whether there's a life or there's a lifeness.
都有时间的限制。
And there's also time limit.
在万有里面你看不见一件真正永远的事。
You cannot see eternity in all things.
所以圣经告诉我们只有神是永远的。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that only God is eternal.
今天我们所在的这一个世界所有神所创造的一切都是有时间的限制。
And there's always a time limit for all the things that are created.
那什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
这个时间的限制意思说它一切都是暂时的。
And the time limits means that everything is a temporary.
啊，你能所知道的、所看见的、所领会的，一切所有都是暂时的。
And all you can see, all you can know, all you can understand, all this is but the temporary.
那么弟兄姊妹，神为什么要创造这么一个暂时的这么一个世界呢？
And but why did God create such a temporary world?
因为神有一个荣耀的心意。
Because God has this glorious purpose.
他创造这个整个的世界。
When he created all this world.
啊，那么虽然一切事物都有时间的限制，都是暂时的。
Although everything is limited by time, there's a time factor there.
但是神要给他所创造的人一个特别的恩典。
God would like to give a special grace to man whom he created.
就是在一切这些暂时的事物里面，只有人可以承受永远。
In all these temporary things, but only man could receive eternity.
所以这是神今天创造整个万有的一个目的。
And therefore, this is the purpose for God to create all these things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们人只有一生。
And brothers and sisters, we know that every one of us only have one lifetime. Only a few decades.
所以如果在座还有没有信主的朋友，我们要提醒你了。
And if you have not believed in the Lord, friends, we want to remind you.
啊，我们人在地上是有时间限制的。
And our life on earth is limited by time.
而神让我们在这个时间的里面呢。
And God put us in time.
可以得着一个非常宝贵的机会。
And for the purpose that we can gain this precious opportunity.
就是我们可以得着永远。
And that is we can receive eternity.
所以这是神造人呢。所给人的一个最高的一个荣耀，一个恩典。
And that is the highest honor and the grace of God given to man.
在神所创造的万有里面，只有人有这个资格。
In all things which God created, only man has this qualification, condition.
啊，我们常常有时候听见有人说，哎呀，你看那个鸟在空中飞翔，多自由啊。
And oftentimes some people will say that you can see the birds flying in the sky, how free they are.
啊，如果我是一只鸟就好了。
And only if I were a bird.
如果你懂得神的旨意，你要感谢神没有把你造成一只鸟。
But if you understand God's purpose, you will thank God that He did not create you as a bird.
哇，你看那个鱼在水里面游的是多么的自由啊。
And when you see the fish in the water, how free they are.
也很多人想说，如果我那是一条鱼就好了。
And some people will say, just if I were a fish.
你要懂得神的旨意。
You need to understand the will of God.
你要感谢神没有把你造成一条鱼。
You need to thank God for not creating you as a fish.
因为在神的整个万有的创造里面，神只把这个权利给了人。
Because in all God's creation, God only gives this right to man.
所以呢，我们的一生活在地上，最大的目的就是得到永远。
Therefore, the greatest purpose for us on earth is to gain eternity.
我们知道这是神创造万有的重要的目的。
And we know that that is an important purpose for God to create all things.
所以圣经有这样的话告诉我们。
Therefore, the Bible has this word.
有一天得救的人数满足。
And one day when the number of the saved is fulfilled.
什么叫做得救的人数满足啊？
What does that mean? The number is fulfilled.
就是那些该得着永远的人人数满足的时候。
That means when the people who are supposed to gain eternity, the number is fulfilled.
神就要把这个整个旧造的天地。
And God would like to deal with the old heaven and old earth.
像衣服一样卷起来。
And he gonna roll it up like an old garment.
然后就把它丢在火里面焚烧。
And he gonna cast that into fire.
那么弟兄姊妹，你想想这是件什么事情？
And the brothers and sisters think this, and what kind of things they're going to be?
这就告诉我们这个旧有天地里面。
It says that in the old heaven and earth,
所有的事物
Everything in it.
啊，我们到今天在这个旧的天地里面，有坏的，也有好的，对不对？
We know that in the old heaven and old earth, there's something good and something bad.
但是只要是旧的，神有一天通通要把它废掉。
But as long as it belongs to the old,
完全把它废弃。
God gonna destroy it completely.
所以，我们作为人，如果想起这件事情呢，哎呀，我们觉得，哇，这个很可怕。
As men, as we think about this, part we feel like it's so terrifying.
啊。那么你一生在地上，你所追求的，你所得着的，你的无论你的成就，你的地位，你的名声，有一天通通没有了。
And as a man on earth, as all you have pursued, either your accomplishment, your status, whatever you have, one day all this will be gone.
不仅我们所拥有的一切通通没有了。
Not only all we have one day will be gone.
世界上所有的伟大的事件，所有伟大的著作，伟大的一些什么人物，通通没有了。
And all the great people and the great events and the great writings, one day all this will be gone.
甚至连魔鬼和他所有的势力也通通没有了。
And one day for devil and all his power will be gone.
所以这是圣经重要的一个启示。
Therefore, it is an important revelation in the Bible.
告诉我们，今天神所创造这个暂时的天地，有一天神要全部把它。
It tells us that the temporary world created by God, one day all this will be gone.
所以我们现在能领会啊。
And now we can understand this.
保罗说看万事如同粪土。
And Paul treats all things by the dross.
你知道这不是光是一个心愿。
You know that it is not some of his desires.
保罗确实是看到。
And because of Paul truly saw this.
你在地上抓这个抓那个都是粪土。
And while you try to take this, try to grab that, all this about dross.
这个粪土其实也就是垃圾，叫垃圾啊。
And as a matter of fact, the original meaning is a trash, is garbage.
啊，所以那天神要把这个整个旧有的天地，无论是好的坏的，都当作垃圾一样的，统统把它收起来，放在火里焚烧。
So in the old heaven and earth, whatever is in it, one day it will be treated as a garbage and be thrown away into fire.
所以唯独我们这些得着永远的人
，But only for those who have received eternity.
我们这些承受极大救恩的人
，And whom have received such a great salvation.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们能和神永远在一起
，And we can be with God forever.
所以得救是件大事情。
Therefore, being saved is a significant matter.
彼得告诉我们这是神的大怜悯。
And Peter says that it's a great mercy of God.
啊，到有一天你就看见你所在的天地万有通通被毁灭。
And one day you will see the heaven and earth which you are in now, one you will be gone.
而我们这些得救的人，有永远的人可以永远和神。在一起。
And for us who have been saved with eternity, we will be with God forever.
所以圣经呢提醒我们呢。
Therefore, the Bible reminds us.
你们得救之后啊。
After you have been saved.
你应当以永生为念。
You need to be mindful of eternity.
你今天眼看这些地上的东西啊都会过去的。
And the things that are visible to you will be gone one day.
所以保罗劝我们。
Therefore, Paul resorts us.
约翰也劝我们。
And John also resorts us.
不要爱世界。
Do not love the world.
啊，那么呢。保罗告诉我们说用事物的像不用事物的。
And the Paul tells us that as we use the things in the world as we do not have them.
神给你用 你有感恩的心。
And God allows you to use them, you need to have a thankful heart.
但是你不要被什么不要被他缠住。
But do not be entangled by them.
今天呢我们很多神的儿女虽然蒙恩得救了。
And for many children of God, even we have been saved.
但是我们对这个物质的世界对地上事物还是非常爱慕的。
And yet we still have this love for the material world.
我们常常呢碰到了地上的事物的时候呢就把属灵的东西就丢掉了。
And whenever we encounter with the things on the earth, we will cast away the spiritual things.
弟兄姊妹这是个愚昧的事情。
Brother and sister, this is foolish.
那么保罗有一句话我也不太敢讲了。
And one word said by Paul, I a little bit hesitate to say.
这是保罗讲不是我讲的。
But that is said by Paul, not me.
保罗说娶妻的像不娶妻的。
And Paul says that when you have married a wife as you have not married.
你看保罗的为什么他会有这样一个思想呢
?Why he would have that kind of thought?
因为一切东西都是一个短暂的东西你知道吗
?Because everything is a short lived.
所以有一天神要把这一切统统把它结束。
And one day, God will put a conclusion, put an end to all their things.
所以你如果有这样的一个认识
,If you have this kind of understanding,
所以你就能明白其实仇敌啊魔鬼今天呢所毁坏的是神的 一个暂时创造的世界。
And so what the enemy can destroy is but it, the world temporary made by God.
假如我一个东西啊，这个只不过是暂时，你把它毁了就毁了，你什么关系呢？
If you have something that is for temporary use, if that is destroyed, that's okay.
所以神根本不在意撒旦毁坏这个。
Therefore, God does not care that much when Satan is to destroy this world.
如果你读创世纪第一章，
If you read Genesis chapter 1,
你就知道当初神创造一个天地。
When God created heaven and earth,
那么魔鬼来呢，把那个地毁坏掉了。
And Satan came in and he destroyed the earth.
地变成空虚、混沌、渊面、黑暗。
And the earth became dark and void.
那神没有说什么。
And God didn't say anything.
神因为什么？这是暂时的东西。
Because that was just temporary.
你毁了，神就再造一个。
And if you destroy it, God will create another one.
我们知道神创造这个天地不是很难的。
And it was not very difficult for God to create heaven and earth.
因为他说有就有，命立就立。
Because when he said the things came to be.
一下这个天地就复造起来了。
And all of a sudden the heaven and earth was restored.
那么其实魔鬼在这里破这个破那个，其实呢只是一个神要丢弃的东西。
And the Satan tried to break this, break that, actually, as a matter of fact, the things is to be cast away by God.
但是第二次，
But the second time,
当仇敌要来毁坏神的创造的时候，
When Satan tried to destroy God's creation,
里面却有一个非常重要的东西。
And yet there's something very important there.
那什么？就是人。
What is that? That is man.
人在里面了。
Because a man is the, in this creation.
撒旦集中全力把神所要为着他目的所建造的人把他毁坏。
Therefore, Satan tried to focus all his force, tried to destroy man whom God has his purpose on.
我们再说，神根本不在乎这个外面的世界和天地。
And once again, God does not care about our world.
但是神却非常在乎他所创造的人。
And yet, God cares very much about man whom he created.
所以我们看见撒旦把这个天地毁了，把人也毁了。
And we can see that Satan destroyed heaven and earth, also man.
却让我们的主付上重大的代价，完成救赎的工作。
That make our Lord to pay such a great price to finish the work of salvation.
他的救恩就是要把我们从这个暂时将来被毁灭的天地里面救赎出来。
And his salvation was to deliver us from this temporary world which is to be destroyed.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你我有一天会看见整个宇宙天翻地覆。
And one day you can see the entire universe will be turned upside down.
那时候你就知道我们得到救恩的人，我们蒙到神何等大的怜悯啊。
Then you will see, for us who have been saved by grace, we have received salvation. What a grace we have received.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们要是长存感恩的心，活在神的跟前。
And we need to live before God with a thankful heart.
主为了救赎我们这些堕落的人付的代价，那是我们没有办法来衡量的。
The price that the Lord paid in order to save us is unmeasurable.
但神爱我们。
And yet God loved us.
所以这个救恩的结果是叫我们得永生，对不对？
Therefore, the fruit of salvation is for us to receive eternal life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
这个堕落的世界，
This a fallen world.
今天你是眼睛所看的世界被称作是旧造。
And the world that you see is the old creation.
而我们堕落的人呢，
And for us, a fallen man,
被称作是旧人。
And we are called old man.
那么这个旧人呢，在希腊原文里面它是一个单数字。
And for the old man in the original Greek, it is a singular term.
它不是指哪一个人。
It does not refer to any individual.
它是指的整个堕落的人类的那个共同有的败坏天性说的。
It talks about the common corrupt natures of humanity.
所以我们记得今天我们所看见的世界是一个旧造的世界。
Therefore, we need to remember that the world that we see is the old world, old creation.
我们这些堕落的人被称作是旧人。
For us, a fallen man is called the old man.
有的时候我也很会叹息啊。
And sometimes I also have this sigh.
因为有时候我们到了一些美丽的风景区的时候啊。
And sometimes we went to this scenery, a very scenic area. And we say, wow, it's such a beautiful place.
这个天地这么美丽。
And it's such a beautiful heaven and earth.
但在我里面我知道这是一个旧造。
And yet, deep down in my heart, I know that it is but an old creation.
所以虽然是个暂时的东西
，even that is a temporary thing.
但是这是神的工作，所以人就具备一些美丽在里面。
But it's still the work of God. We can still see some beauty there.
所以这些年我在有时候到那个美丽的风景区的时候呢
，and these years as I went to some scenic areas,
我里面有一个不同的感觉
，and I have this deep.Different feeling.
我说主啊
I said, Lord,
这个旧造都创造得这么美丽
And even for the old creation, it is so beautiful.
那么将来的新造那是个什么样的景象呢
And why will it be for the new creation in the future?
因为那边要存到永远的
Because that will last forever.
那钉棍子比现有的要好得多了对不对
And It should be much better than what we have now.
所以你下次看见美丽的风景啊
So next time when you see a beautiful scene,
你先不要唱哦神你好伟大
Don't yet just sing that, oh, how great thou art.
你要唱，你要说，主，我感谢你。
And you have to say, Lord, I thank you.
将来你要带我去更美的地方。
And you are leading me into a better place yet.
这是荣耀的一个盼望。
And that is a glorious hope.
所以圣经告诉我们。
Therefore, the Bible tells us.
不仅有旧有的天地。
Not only do we have this old heaven and earth, the old man.
啊，圣经也告诉我们，神还预备了新天新地。
And the Bible also tells us that God has prepared a new heaven and a new earth.
那么我们要记住一件事情。
And we need to remember one thing.
新天新地只有新人可以进去。
The new heaven and new earth is only prepared for the new man.
所以呢我们这些人呢堕落了被旧人的性质所充满对吧
And for us who have fallen, we have been filled by the nature of the old man.
所以神就要想办法把我们这些旧造的人怎么样的能够从那个旧造里面把它改变
And God has tried to find a way to change us from the old creation
如果这个旧人不改变他不能进到这个新造的里面你知道吗
If the old man is not changed then he cannot enter into the new heaven
那么神所用的方法是什么呢
So what's the way of God
神就是借着主耶稣所完成的十字架
And that is through the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ's cross
来解决旧人的问题
To deal with the issue of the old man
我们知道主的十字架解决了很多问题
And we know the cross of the Lord has dealt with many things
他解决了魔鬼
And he has dealt with the devil
所以当主钉十字架时带着魔鬼一起钉上去了
So when our Lord was crucified He brought the devil to be crucified with him
这个在哥罗西书一章里面讲得很清楚
And that was clearly stated in Colossians 1
解决了律法的问题
He also dealt with the issues of the law
我们人呢没有办法遵行神的律法
Because for us men We cannot keep the law of the Lord
那么也解决我们肉体败坏的问题
And he also dealt with the corruptions of our flesh
那么更重要的一件事情就是解决旧人的问题。
More importantly, he has dealt with the issue of the old man.
因为神知道，如果这个性质不改变，新天新地我们是进不去的。
Because God knew that if the nature in us has not been changed, we cannot enter into heaven.
十字架也把罪解决了，把死也解决了。
And the cross also dealt with the sin, also dealt with the death.
那今天在我们身上还有一个重要的过程。就是怎样解决我们那个旧人的问题。
But in us, there's this important process that is to deal with our old man.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这个是圣经里面非常重要的一个启示。
That is a very important revelation in the Bible.
罗马书第六章第六节告诉我们，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
Romans 6 says it tells us that our old man was crucified with him.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这句话里面所包含的意义吗
？Brother and sister, do you know the meaning in this word？
在旧约时代中啊，我们解释一下，在旧约时代中
，and in the Old Testament time，
当一个以色列人要来献祭
，when the Israelite was to offer a sacrifice，
带一只羊或者带一只牛
，and he will bring a lamb or an ox
到了会幕这里的时候
and once he approached the tabernacle
我们知道这个牛和羊要被宰杀的
we know that the sacrifice was to be slaughtered
宰杀之后呢那个祭司们就把这整只牛整只羊放在祭坛上
and the priest is to offer that sacrifice on the altar
然后用火呢把它焚烧
and that is to be burned
最后呢这整只羊整只牛就变成了灰烬变成灰了
and for the entire lamb or entire ox that will turn into ashes
那么这一幅图画啊 到底对我们说明什么？
What does that picture tell us?
弟兄姊妹，你能领会到这说明什么吗？
Brother and sister, can you see what does that mean?
这说明什么呢？说明了所有一切的旧造到此为止。
It says that that's the end for all the old creation.
所有一切的旧造都要被除去。
All the old creation need to be dealt with.
神是一点也不要的。
And that none will be taken by God.
我再说，这个旧造里面是有好有坏的。
Once again, I say that in the old creation, there's something good and something bad. 包括
我们所有一切的这些可怕的行为。
Includes all our sins and all the terrifying deeds.
也包括了我们自以为好的，自以为是有成就的东西。
But it also includes something we consider good and something that has been accomplished.
必须把它化成灰。
All this has to turn into ashes.
神是一点也不能接受。
Because none of them can be taken by God.
我真是希望我们弟兄姊妹能明白这件事情。
I truly hope that, brothers and sisters, you can understand this.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要感谢神那个伟大的思想。
We need to thank God for his such a great thought.
你看到了新约时代中。
And we have come to the New Testament time.
主耶稣被称作是末后的亚当。
And our Lord Jesus Christ was called the last Adam.
什么叫做末后的亚当啊？
What does that mean being called the last Adam?
这个亚当就是旧人呢，就是代表一切败坏的天性。
And Adam represented the old man, the old and corrupt nature.
也代表着亚当的善良，也代表亚当的好。
And that also represents the good size of Adam.
代表他的才干，代表他的智慧，代表他一切所有的。
And his talents, his wisdoms, and all he has.
那么什么叫做最后末后的亚当呢？
So what does that mean being the last Adam?
就是一切亚当说的到主为止，没有了。
That means that Adam will come to his end at the Lord.
所以主耶稣道成肉身来到地上，他把亚当结束了。
So when the Lord came, the Word became flesh, when he came to the world, he put an end to Adam.
就从祭坛这里开始，十字架这里开始，没有一点点啊，所谓旧造的，我或者这样讲，天然事物一切的东西都过不去的。
And so from the point of the cross on the altar, all things are from the all creation cannot pass by it.
所以亲爱弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须明白一件事情。
We need to understand one thing.
今天你我蒙恩得救。
And we have been saved by grace.
将来我们是需要去新天新地。
And we need to enter into the new heaven and new earth in the future.
所以今天我们已经蒙恩得救啊。
And today we have been saved.
那么保罗告诉我们，
And Paul tells us,
我们这些在基督里面的人，
For those who are in Christ,
被称为新造的人，
And we are called new creatures.
这是神引我们所进入的极大的一个祝福。
And that is a great blessing that God is leading us into.
所以若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And anyone who is in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature.
那么他为什么用这个creature 和 creation 这个字呢？
Why did he use the word creation?
创造这个
creature
啊，创造的字就表示说呢，在旧造里是没有的。
And the new creation means that cannot be found in the old creation.
旧造是无份的。
And the old creation has nothing to do with this new creation.
那么这个创造还有一个意思。
And this creation also has another meaning.
就讲它有一个一定的过程。
That means that there's a certain process.
所以你看见创世纪第一章。
Therefore, if you read Genesis 1.
看见神创造整个天地的时候。
And when God created heaven and earth.
它有一个过程，对不对？
And there's a certain process.
一天一天的一个过程。
And there's a process day by day.
所以圣经告诉我们是新的创造。
And therefore, the Bible tells us there's a new creation.
所以如今在我们身上也有一个过程。
Therefore, in us, there's also a process.
这个过程呢，圣经称它为改变。
And that process is called transformation in the Bible.
更好的呢，或是呢，能够讲到呢，它是 replacement, 是一个代替啊。
And that process actually is a process of replacement.
所以在我们身上呢，蒙恩得救之后呢，我们就开始有了这个新旧交替的这个工作出来了。
Therefore, after we have been saved by grace, we are entering into a process of the exchange of new and old.
神把这新生命摆到我们的里面。
God put this new life in us.
告诉我们永远进来了。
And he tells us that eternity has entered in.
告诉我们说新人的性质进来了。
He tells us nature of the new man has come in.
这个生命要在我们里面成长。
And that life is to grow in us.
它要代替我们原来旧有的性格和性情。
And that is to replace our old nature and our old character.
所以今天我们是在一个改变的过程中。
Therefore, we are in the process of change.
弟兄姊妹们，神用时间提醒我们。
Brothers and sisters, God used time to remind us.
当年日过来的时候。
When time comes by.
我不问你圣经读了多少遍。
I will not ask you how many times have you read the Bible.
传了多少福音。
And I will not ask you how much
God has这个过去发了多少热心
？And I don't care how zealous you are.
神所注意的是什么呢
？What does God pay attention to?
你这个人有没有改变
？Has you changed?
这个比什么都重要。
That is more important than anything else.
如果年日过来了
，If a time passes,
我们依然故我
，We are still the old.
我们仍旧活在那个旧人的情况里面。
We still live in the condition of old man.
弟兄姊妹们，要浪费时间了。
Brothers and sisters, then you have wasted your time.
所以这是多么重要的一件事情。
What an important thing that is.
我们在时间中就是在神改变我们的过程当中。
We are in time, we are in the process of being changed by God.
所以这个改变的情况到底是怎样
?So what is the condition of being changed?
最后呢神有一个检验的时候。
In the end, there is a time of examination.
所以我们知道这个检验就是最后的审判。
We know that that final examination is the judgment.
啊基督徒都应当记住啊。
And for Christians, we need to remember.
主一回来的时候。
When the Lord comes,
我们就到基督的台前呢。
And we will come to the judgment seat of Christ.
做什么呢
?What are we going to do?
要接受主的审判。
We are to receive judgment of the Lord.
那么或者呢用一个比较不可怕的一个话就是接受神的检验。
And or we put another nice terrifying term, we are to be inspected by the Lord.
我们知道这个最后的这个检验。
We know that the final inspection,
请我们记得是信质上面的判决。
And that is the determination concerning the nature.
这个无关地位无关你的资格。
That is nothing to do with your status or your qualifications.
这什么意思呢
?What does that mean?
因为今天你是神的儿女。
And now you are children of God.
所以你已经站在蒙爱的地位上。
You are already in the beloved position.
你也够资格来到基督台前受审判。
Then you are qualified to be judged by the judgment seat of Christ.
但是你没有信主的话呢
?If you have not believed in the Lord.
圣经告诉我们就要来到白色大宝座的跟前受审判。
And the Bible tells us that you need to come before the great white throne to be judged.
你没有资格到基督的台前的。
You are not qualified to come to the judgment seat of Christ.
你也没有这个地位的。
And you have no that,
那么今天我们是得救神的儿女呢我们有这个地位也有这个资格可以在基督的台前。
As the children of God say by grace, then we have this qualification to come to the judgment seat of Christ.
但是请我们记得啊。
Please remember this.
弟兄姊妹今天早上你非记得不可。
Brother and sister, you have to remember this morning.
这个审判这个检验是一个性质的检验。
This judgment, this inspection is concerning the nature.
那意思说呢到了基督台前的时候。
So that means when you come to the judgment seat of Christ.
只有新造的性质才能进去。
Only the nature of the new creation can enter into.
只有新的才能进入这个新天新地。
Only the new can enter into the new heaven and new earth.
旧造的是一点都不能带进去的。
Anything from the old creation cannot be brought in. Cannot be brought in.
我用个极端一点的说法。
I would like to use something a little bit more extreme.
连一个细胞你都带不进去。
You cannot bring even a cell from the old creation.
你的身上必须完全改变成为新的才能进去。
Your entire body need to be changed to be new in order to enter.
在基督台前的时候。
Therefore, as you come to the judgment seat of Christ.
考验我们一生在地上跟随主的光景。
And that will be a test of our following the Lord through our lifetime.
太重要了。
That's very important.
我们仰望主给我们有这个这样的一个看见。
And we look upon the Lord to give us such a seeing.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们已经讲过
We already mentioned this
教会是个新人
And the church is the new man
因为将来在新天新地里面
Because in the new heaven and new earth
在这个旧造的天地里面
In the old creation
所能存下的就是教会
And in the old creation only the church will remain
因为教会是新人
Because the church is the new man
所以教会可以进入新天新地
Therefore, the church can enter into the new heaven and new earth.
我想圣经的话非常的清楚。
I think it is very clear in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
因此呢 使徒保罗在这里勉励我们。
And Apostle Paul encourages us here.
在我们今生在地上的经历里面。
In our experience in this lifetime.
啊，就现在的啊。
That means that in the present.
我们要学会怎么样？
We need to learn. What do we need to learn?
脱下旧人。
We need to put off old man.
穿上新人。
And put on the new man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这是我们今天在基督徒属灵生活追求里面最重要的一件事情。
And that is the most important thing in our spiritual pursuit as Christians.
所以保罗在以弗所书第四章
Therefore, in Ephesians chapter 4,
他开始讲到教会生活的时候
As Paul talked about the church life,
他一开头就提到这个旧人跟新人的问题。
And right in the beginning, he talked about the matter of the new man and old man.
你必须要脱下旧人。
You need to put off the old man.
你必须要穿上新人。
You need to put on the new man.
那么感谢神了，保罗为什么这样形容呢？
Thank God, why did Paul describe such a way?
保罗告诉我们，这个穿了脱了是容易的事情。
Because Paul used put on, and that actually is an easy matter.
这不是很难的事情。
That is not too difficult.
你知道今天地上有很多的宗教啊。
You know, there are many religions on earth.
他们也领悟到人性的败坏。
They could also understand the corruption in human nature.
所以他们要用修行用积功德来把这个败坏的事物对付掉。
And they would like to use religious practices and all other try to build their own merit.
哎呦，你看他们用的方法多么的辛苦啊。
And you can see that such a harsh way to deal with that.
不吃不喝不睡。
And some people will not eat or drink or sleep.
苦练多少年。
And they have to put this practice for many decades.
还是除不掉的。
And yet they could not deal with this corruption.
人知道这个东西是不对的，想除掉除不掉的。
And man knew the things are not right, but they could not do anything about it.
但今天你我蒙恩得救了。
But for us, we have been saved.
我们在基督里。
We are in Christ.
啊，脱下旧人，穿上新人是很容易的事情。
It is very easy to put off the old man and put on the new man.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember this.
这个脱和这个穿呢
？And this put off and put on
是你主动的。
And that is, you need to take the initiative.
我们呢，有时候都是像小孩一样的。
And oftentimes we are just like kids.
你知道那个小孩子小的时候，他也不懂穿，也不懂得脱，对不对
？Because when kids were young, they do not know how to put on or put off.
哇，我记得我那个孩子小的时候，要给他穿衣服啊，挣扎很厉害。
And I remember my kid was young when I was trying to put the clothes on him, and he was struggling.
有时候太热了，给他脱一件呢，像打架一样的。
And when it's too warm, I would try to put off a clothes from him, and it was you need to get into a fight.
你知道我们很多时候在主面前就像小孩一样的。
Brothers and sisters, we are just like a kid sometimes before the Lord.
热了我们也不懂得脱。
And when it's warm, we didn't know how to put it on.
冷了也不懂得穿。
When it's cold, we didn't know how to put on.
还要人帮助给他硬是穿上去。
And we need to help and to be forced to put on something.
那其实呢，穿衣脱衣是很容易的事情。
Yeah, it is an easy matter to put off and put on clothes.
你看有些孩子慢慢长大了。
When you see some kids has grown.
你要给他穿衣服啊。
And you want to put a clothes on him.
他说不要，我要自己来。哎，好，自己来的话。
He said, No, I can do it on my own.
我们弟兄姊妹你要懂得自己来就好了。
And brothers and sisters, if you know you can put it on yourself, then that's good.
啊，所以我们今天在主跟前蒙恩呐。
So for us who have been saved by
我们要脱下旧人，穿上新人。
And we need to put off the old man and put on the new man.
啊，这不是一件很难的事情。
That is not a difficult matter.
并且这个需要你主动。
And yet you need to take the initiative.
如果你不肯主动
，If you are not willing，
也没有人帮助你。
And no one can help you.
所以这是在得救之后呢，我们基督徒最重要的一个追求。
Therefore, that is the greatest pursuit for us who have been saved.
所以保罗说
，Therefore, the Paul says，
你们学了基督。
And you have learned Christ.
听过他的道。
And you have heard his teaching.
领过他的教训。
And has been taught in him.
你也学了真理。
And you have received the truth.
啊，我想我们多年听道啊。
And we have heard the messages many years.
保罗提醒我们。
And Paul reminds us.
要如果真正好好的学基督。
If you are to learn Christ.
要脱去你行为上的旧人。
Then you need to put off the old man.
那个是充满私欲充满败坏的东西。
Because there's a filled with the lusts and filled with the evil.
然后你要学会穿上新人。
Then you need to learn how to put on new man.
这个新人有神的形象。
And this new man has the image of God.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And there's a righteousness. And then also holiness.
And
that is being said by Paul in Ephesians.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
那么我们需要脱下旧造的东西。
We need to put off the things from the old creation. 今天主还留我们在
时间当中。
Today, the Lord still leave us in time.
这是主给我们非常大的恩典。
That is the great grace God has given to us.
他在宽容我们。
He is forbearing us.
所以我们要懂得怎么叫脱下旧人穿上新人。
Therefore, we need to know how to put off our old man.And put on the new man.
保罗甚至最后到了加拉太书里面就这样讲。
And even as Paul comes to Galatians,
他说啊，行割礼不行割礼都无关紧要。
And he said that for neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision.
哇，你知道保罗讲这个话是很大胆的话。
And you know Paul was very bold in saying that.
保罗在世所的犹太教。那是多么有强大势力的一个宗教。
Because at that time, Judaism was a very powerful religion.
割礼是他们犹太教最重要的传统。
That is the most important tradition for Judaism.
最重要的一个规矩。
And that is the most important regulation.
保罗居然敢说行割礼不行割礼无关紧要。
And Paul here says that neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这个会招来犹太人的极力的反对，并且来杀害他们。
And that will cause a great strong opposition from the Jews, and even cause his life.
所以后来你知道保罗到了耶路撒冷的时候
，And you know when Paul went to Jerusalem,
那外邦来的犹太人说他们诋毁摩西啊，不要这个行割礼啊。
And the Jews from the Gentile nation, they said that Paul was blaspheming the laws of Moses.
他们说这样的人不应该活在世界上。
And he defiled the circumcision. We shall get rid of him.
除掉他。
Rid of him.
哇，弟兄姊妹就知道。讲这么一句话是付的代价是很大的。
And brothers and sisters, you can see the cost by saying this word.
但是保罗里面很清楚。
And yet, it was very clear in Paul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他知道主的救恩。
He knew the salvation of the Lord.
他知道主的心意。
He knew the heart of the Lord.
啊，行割礼不行割礼无关紧要。
And then neither is the circumcision anything nor uncircumcision.
要紧的是什么？
What is important?
要紧的是做新造的人。
What important is to be a new creation.
所以呢，用在我们今天呢。
And put it in today.
弟兄姊妹们，有很多人说，哎呀，我做基督徒啊，我现在要规规矩矩的。
And some people say that now I'm a Christian and I need to be a good.
Okay, good. 啊。那么但是保罗告诉你规规矩矩不行你要什么要做新造的人。
And Paul said, it's not enough for you to be good outwardly, but you need to be a new creation.
当然我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹不守规矩、啊。
And I'm not saying that you become a trespassers or not to follow any rules.、
啊、那么弟兄姊妹们规规矩矩是我们做人的本分。
And the law abiding is what we our responsibility.
重要的是要什么？做新造的人。
But the most important thing is to be a new creation.
要活在这个新生命的里面。
You need to live in this new life.
追求这个新的生命。
You need to pursue after this new life.
追求在主里面的成长。
You need to pursue the growth in the Lord.
这个比什么都重要。
That is more important than anything.
但是你看今天呢，在地上呢。各个基督徒的团体很多时候强调那个规矩很重要。
And yet in the Christians and many Christian groups, you can see that they put an emphasis on how to abide in the certain regulations.
我们老是喜欢把人家弄这个规规矩矩的。
We try to make people more like abiding in certain regulations.
当然我知道活在主里面的人一定是守规矩的。
I know that for those who live in Christ and they are law abiding.
但是这个不够的。
But that is not enough.
今天我们不是用很多的教条用很多的规矩来约束人的。
And today we are not using a lot of doctrines or regulation to regulate people.
神只要你活出那个新人心智。
And the Lord wants you to live out the very nature of the new life, new man.
或者我这样说、啊。
Or I put another way.
弟兄姊妹那个旧人的好跟那个新人的好是不一样的。
The good from the old man and the good from the old, new man, they are not the same.
你知道旧人里面也有好的。
You know, there is something good in the old man.
哇有一些你看有涵养的人有学问的人或者一些宗教家他们的行为也是非常好的。
And for some are very knowledgeable person who are very religious person, they could have a very good conduct.
我曾经讲过，我们认识有一个弟兄信主信了几十年了。
I mentioned once that a brother who had believed in the Lord for many decades.
最后他去信佛教去了。
In the end, he turned his belief into Buddhism.
哇，我们很吃惊啊。
And we were greatly surprised.
这么认识圣经的人，还常常讲道的人。
And he knew the Bible. He even shared messages.
居然有天他去信佛教去了。
And even one day he turned to Buddhism.
我们就是问他，你为什么会这样转变呢
？So we asked him why such a change?
哎呀，原来他受一个老和尚影响。
And he was actually he was influenced by old monk.
他说我看那个和尚的行为啊，比我们基督徒好的太多了。
And he felt like the old monk's behavior was much better than Christians.
说你知道吗？基督徒如果用行为来做衡量，我们非常困惑啊。
Brothers and sisters, if we are measured by our conduct, we will be very much confused.
这世上是有好人的。
And there are good men in the world.
这世上是有道德的人的。
And there is something with a very good moral.
这世上是有修养的人的。
And there is someone who have a very merit, good merit.
现在你要清楚。
But now you need to know.
这些在旧造的里面。
You need to be clear that all these are in the old creation.
再好也不要。
No matter how good they are,
再好
有天，
随着这个天地统统销毁。
One day they will be rolled up and be destroyed.
所以我们基督徒如果光用行为上面来做衡量，非常困难的。
So it's very difficult for us to measure Christians by conduct.
你必须懂得什么是新生命的一个性格。
You need to understand the character of the new life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
主已经把这个生命赐给我们。
God has given us this life.
你要顺着这个生命活在主跟前。
You need to follow this life to live before the Lord.
只有这个新人的性质从我们身上显出来的时候，那个才是真正的见证。
And only when this life is to be manifested, that is the testimony.
啊，所以教会整体也是新人的见证。
Therefore, for the church is the corporate testimony of the new man.
我们的主付上重大的代价完成十字架的工作。
Our Lord paid such a great price to finish the work on the cross.
他就是要除去这个旧造。
That is to remove the old creation.
在我们的身上除去旧造。
In us, he is to remove the old creation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
你懂得什么叫做穿上新人脱下旧人吗？
Now you do you understand what is to put off the old man and put on the new man?
让我用最简单的话告诉你。
Let me tell you with the most simple words.
在我们的生活侍奉里。
In our life, in our service.
学习拒绝一切天然的事物。
We try to reject everything from the natural.
无论是好的坏的。
Whether it's good or bad.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是我们今天在主面前一个非常重要的一个学习。
And that is a very important learning for us before the Lord.
啊，我们晓得，当我们不够明白神的话语的时候。
We know that when we do not know the word of the Lord very well.
今天地上的教会里面。
And for the churches on earth.
我们觉得人天然的智慧、天然的经验太多的摆在聚会里面。
And we feel man has put a lot of natural wisdom and experiences in the assemblies.
我们甚至有时候高举人的成就。
And oftentimes we even exalt man's accomplishments.
用世界上的那个大闲头，那么来恭维人。
And we try to exalt man because of their titles in the world.
都说明我们里面对于神这个新造的事物的认识是不够的。
It tells us that we are lacking in our understanding concerning the new creation of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
啊，这不是我们个人的思想，这是圣经的思想。
This is not our personal thought, but it is a thought in the Bible.
所以你看见过去有许多神的儿女们跟随主。
Therefore, you can see many children of God follow the Lord in the past.
当然，我们知道这些人都不完全。
We know that none of them were perfect.
但是他们呢，学习弃绝这些东西。
And they learn to forsake these things.
尤其呢，我觉得两三百年前弟兄运动起来的时候。
And especially two hundred or three hundred years ago, when the brother movement.
姊妹们眼睛得开。
And many brothers and sisters' eyes were opened.
他们像使徒保罗一样的。
They were just like Apostle Paul.
他们真的看万事如同粪土、啊。
They consider all things but dross.
弟兄姊妹，他们知道这所有这些你眼见这些东西，有一天都要过去的。
They knew that all the physical things one day all the of them will be gone.
啊，所以达比弟兄啊，他有很好的见证。
Therefore, Brother Darby, he had a very good testimony.
他是一个大有学问的人。
And he was a learned man.
一个人精通十三种语言。
And he knew 13 languages.
他把圣经呢都翻成好几种语言。
He translated the Bible into many different languages.
不仅翻成英文，翻成法文，翻成德文。
Not only in English, but also French, but also German.
那么这么有一个有学问的人。
He was such a learned person.
但是呢，他并不重视这些东西。
And yet he paid no attention to this.
甚至他写书的时候啊。
And when he did his writings.
因为他很多用口语化的东西。
Because he put things with an oral form.
有人就说啊，你学问这么大。
And some people will say that you have such a learning.
你为什么不把这些话呢修饰得更文学一点。
And why don't you just add it a little bit more poetic?
叫人能感觉到你看哎呀你文学的造诣非常好。
And so that people can see that, well, what a learned person you are.
你的这个学问非常大。
Or you have such a great knowledge.
我们弟兄就用简单的话回复。
And yet our brother replied with very simple words.
他说文字是为了用来传递真理的。
He said words are but the vehicles to convey the truth.
只要真理被传出去了。
As long as the truth is conveyed.
这个文字本身不重要。
And the words themselves are not important.
我们不需要给人感觉你的文学造诣多深。
And you don't need to leave an impression that how great you are in literature.
但他不做。
He was able, but he didn't want to.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么我们的弟兄们会有这些思想呢？
Why our brothers would have such a thought?
因为他们懂得什么是旧造，什么是新造。
Because they knew what is the old creation, what is the new creation.
他们知道怎么样讨神的喜欢。
They knew how to please God.
啊，连他穿衣服他也是觉得非常的简朴。
And even for his dress, clothing, it was very plain.
我们讲过，有一次他经过一个火车站前面的时候啊。
We mentioned once, one time as he passed by a train station.
有一个人塞了五仙令在他手里。
And one person passed five shillings into his hand.
以为他是个乞丐。
They thought he was a beggar.
他们不晓得这是我们很多人讲的伟大的这个达比弟兄啊。
He didn't know that he was this great
Darby. 大有学问的达比弟兄啊。
He was a great learner.
神的仆人对不对？
And he was the servant of the Lord.
你就看见他们呢，心完全在另外一个世界。
We can see that all these hearts were in another world.
主亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
为着时间的紧迫。
And for the urgency in time.
主回来的日子非常的紧迫。
The Lord's return is very imminent.
主宽容我们。
The Lord has forbearing us.
是在地上。
Therefore, on earth.
尽量的脱下。这些旧造的东西。
We need to do our best to put off the old things.
尽量活在这个新造的里面。
We do our best to live in this new creation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有一天我们来到基督审判台前的时候我们就知道了。
One day as we come to the judgment seat of Christ, then we will know.
只有新造的事物才能进入新天新地。
Only the things from the new creation can enter into the new heaven and new earth.
啊你不要有时候觉得哎呀你看我做了这么多做这将来恐怕都能带进新天新地不如果不是新的性质完全带不进去的。
Don't ever think that, oh, I have done this so much and this, that so much, then I can bring all this into the new heaven and new earth. No, only the new nature can enter into.
这个对我们天然的人来讲看起来很可怕对不对
And it's very terrifying for our natural man.
Yeah.我从前蒙恩德就不明白这些事情。
When I first saved, I didn't understand this.
哎，我们尽量用我们的智慧，用我们所学。当然，我的学问也没多大啊。那么，但是我用我的所有的这个学问来服侍我的主。
I would like to use all my wisdom, all I have learned. Of course, I have not learned that much, but I use all I have to serve the Lord.
现在不是，现在对我来讲，尽量脱离这些东西。
But now it's no longer the case for me. I have to put away all these things.
如果你再把保罗的一生仔细的读一下，你就看见。
If you read carefully about the life of Paul,
他说我为着基督啊，看万事如同粪土，我丢弃万有，我要得着基督。
He said that for the sake of Christ, I consider all things but the dross, and in order to gain Christ, I have put all things away.
把 保罗为什么会有这么强烈的一个感觉呢？
Why did Paul have such a strong desire?
因为他知道只有在基督里才有新造的事物。
Because he knew only in Christ there would be the new things.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我再说今天主把我们摆在这个世界的里面。
And God has, the Lord has put us in this world.
主如果恩待我们在生活上很富裕，我们周遭的情况也很顺利，那这个不是不好。
And if the Lord has been gracious to us, we are well to do in our lives and or we are not in lacking. That
但是我们的心如果只追逐这些东西，
But if our hearts is only after these things,
那就太可惜了。
Then that was such a shame.
我们把神给我们的机会时间把它浪费了。
And we have wasted the time and opportunity God has given to us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗，
Apostle Paul,
给我们有非常重要的教导。
Gives us a very important teaching.
啊，我们要学会怎样脱下旧造，脱下旧人，穿上新人。
We need to learn how to put off the old man and put on the new man.
愿主借着他的灵，能使我们真正明白这些道理。
May the Lord through His Spirit touch us so that we can understand this.
那我想我们在不多的日子的里面，
So in the, that many days we have,
你所从神领受的祝福我们难以想象。
And then we can receive the blessings that is beyond our understanding.
我们最后啊，我们再一起唱个诗歌，然后我们一起来祷告。
And lastly, let's sing a hymn and we're going to have a prayer together.
今天是今年的最后一个主日啊。
And today is the last Sunday of this year.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
We look upon the mercy of the Lord.
让我们对时间我们有感觉。
So that we could have this sense concerning time.
接受主话语给我们的提醒。
And we receive the reminder from His word.
让我们能转变我们的态度。
So that we can change our attitude.
若是在地上还有机会。
And when we still have an opportunity on earth.
要竭力的照着主的话语往前。
And we need to strive to follow the Lord according to His word.
我们来唱这个527首。
And let's sing 527.
527首。
And 527.
我们就唱第一节和第四节。
We're going to sing stanzas 1 and 4.
请 Nelson 给我们弹一句。
And so Brother Nelson to give us a leading.
请大家起立吧。
Let's all stand.Together.
这世界没我家 I'm just a passing through 百川水难来到将会被淹杀住你很久不敢每天 Heaven's open door And I can feel that heart in this world in 我家Heaven found my heart, then what was your eye? In heaven, joy will come my friends, heaven will my door, and I can feel that heart in this world in the jam. Just hope it's your relay, we'll live eternally.你现在的遗憾那个味道就是两三三一的陪追上天下分雪 And I can feel the heart in this world in 我家 Oh, do you know I am young you like me In heaven fill my heartThen what you're hiding And when we walk on high Friends have a world like yours And I can feel that heart It's just time when we're done
我们请弟兄姊妹每个人都开口有点祷告
We ask our brothers and sisters Every one of us to open our mouth and pray
把我们在地上的年日交在主的手中。
Give our days on earth into the hands of the Lord.
愿圣灵引导我们。
And may the Holy Spirit lead us.
让我们在生活中能更多脱下旧人，穿上新人。
So that in our daily lives we can more put off the old man and put on the new man.
在我们地上短暂的一生里面。
In our short life on earth.
让新人的性质在我们里面越过越增长。
May the nature of the new man will continue to increase in us.
好叫主来的日子。
So when the Lord comes,
我们能够欢欢喜喜的来迎接他。
We can welcome him with joy.
我觉得我们需要为自己祷告。
I feel like we need to pray for ourselves.
所以请你开口为你自己祷告。
Please open your mouth and pray for yourself.
时间过得非常的快速。
Time is flying by.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
And we look upon the mercy of the Lord.
我们同声开口。
Let's open our mouths and pray in unison.
主，我们谢谢你。
Thank you and praise you.
我知道你的恩典极其
丰富 that not only have you and cleanse us by your blood, and that you have given us your life.
求你为着你的名保守我们。
And then, yes, Lord,
让我们在世间中
open our eyes and
懂得你的恩典，懂得你的作为。
And what your purpose, and also give us the sense of urgency.Knowing that,
愿圣灵引导我们进入真理的实质。
The greatest work you are doing in our lives.
我们实在何等需要你自己的看顾。
And to usher in the new. And oftentimes we have been so foolish. And yet we thank you because in you, there's your grace is sufficient. Continue your work in us, in each one of us.
谢谢。
And now individually, and we can come to know you more.
若弟兄姊妹有受感动啊，我们有几位带着我们能够做结束的祷告，很好。
And brothers and sisters, if you are moved, we can have a few to lead us to come in with a closing prayer.
主啊，当年日转换的时候
，Lord, as the time is changed,
我们要求你给我们有从上头来的智慧。
And we ask you to give us wisdom that is from above.
让我们能明白你的心意。
So that we can understand your heart and will.
也让我们能分辨什么是旧的，什么是新的。
And so that we can also tell the difference between the old and the new.
愿我们能修正我们的生活。
And pray that we can correct, adjust our lives.
让我们真是在生活中学会脱下旧人，穿上新人。
So in our daily lives, we will learn how to put out the old man and put on the new man.
主啊，时日非常的紧迫。
Lord, the time is very urgent.
求你让我们能把你所量给我们的年日当作机会。
And pray that you will give us so that we can take the time you have given us as opportunity.
我们每个弟兄姊妹都竭力地往前。
And all our brothers and sisters, we will do our best to press forward.
主，我们知道今天世界和其上的事都要过去。
Lord, we know that the world and the things in the world will pass away.
我们不属于那个旧造的世界。
We do not belong to the old created world.
有一天你回来的时候
，And one day as you return,
神的众子要在荣耀里面一同出现。
The Son of God will appear in glory.
我们都是一般已经在基督里成为新造的人。
And we have become the new creation in Christ.
我们是可以进入新天新地。
We can enter into the new heaven and new earth.
所以求你施恩给我们。
So we ask you to give us grace.
主啊，历世历代。
And throughout generations.
都用这个荣耀的思想抓住了许多的圣徒。
You have used this glorious thought, capture many saints.
让他们在地上撇弃万有跟随你。
So that when they were still on earth, they cast aside all things but to follow.
今天我们也求你用你的恩典激励我们。
And today we also ask you to encourage us with your grace.
让我们不恋慕这个世界。
So that we would not long for this world.
我也不爱惜其中所有的一切。
We will not love the things in the world.
无论好的坏的都要过去。
And whether it's good or bad, all this will pass away.
让我们紧紧地跟随你。
Let us follow you closely.
主啊，我们需要你的恩典。
Lord, we need your grace.
需要你的怜悯。
We need your mercy.
求你用大能的手握住我们。
Please So hold us with your mighty hand.
但也没有一个人在真道上滑跌。
So that none of us will go astray in your truth.
让我们听得进去。
So that we can take your word, we can listen to it.
让我们在你面前真正的蒙恩。
So that we can truly receive grace before you.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
不断地宽容我们。
Because you have been forbearing us.
我们为着你所有一切的恩典把感谢再归给你。
For all your grace, we would like to give you thanks.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.